next on the 5 o'clock report.
The presidency hangs in the balance.
There are dead voters that have been counted.
Joe Biden will be the next president.
Those dreams have been dashed. They've been destroyed.
I do think there's a problem in these big cities.
We've got a cliffhanger here.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and thanks for joining us. President Trump continues to call into question the integrity of the election. 2 days later, still no winner.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's just a total mess.
I'm looking forward to it being over.
Joe Biden, speaking last hour in Delaware, expressed confidence that it will soon be over, but also urged patience on the part of the American people.
Each ballot must be counted, and that's how it should be. Democracy is sometimes messy. It sometimes requires a little patience as well.
The results of this election will hinge on the outcome in a handful of states, none more pivotal than Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania is always very important in these types of things. This year, it's exacerbated to the nth degree.
And this year, picking a president may have more to do with the courts than the votes.
The presidency literally hangs in the balance. The American people want to have confidence in the results.
The president today filed suit in Nevada, claiming votes there were cast by people who are no longer living there or are no longer living, period.
There are many voters in this group of mail-in people that are not proper voters. We believe that there are dead voters that have been counted.
5 states, Nevada, North Carolina, Georgia, Arizona, and Pennsylvania, all still up for grabs. Trump spokesman Dave Bossi thinks it was premature for networks like Fox News to call Arizona so early in the night on election night for Joe Biden.
If the current trends continue, as we have seen, because we follow the science, President Trump is going to overtake Joe Biden, and we are going to win Arizona.
Biden's lead is shrinking in Arizona, but campaign spokeswoman Jen O'Malley-Dillon is not worried. She thinks these lawsuits are frivolous, too.
What we're seeing on these legal suits are that they are meritless and nothing more than an attempt to distract and delay what is now inevitable. Joe Biden will be the next president of the United States.
But the president says not so fast. He thinks there are serious shenanigans going on in cities like Philadelphia. Political pundit Karl Rove.
I don't believe there's massive fraud where millions of votes are being taken, but I do think there's a problem in these big cities that where you better be looking at them or something bad may happen.
Philly halted its vote count this morning after Trump election monitors won a court fight to observe the processing of mail-in ballots there. That vote count has since resumed. Trump spokesman Corey Lewandowski.
Democracy dies in darkness. This is the opportunity to shed light on what's going on inside this building.
Pennsylvania Secretary of State Kathy Buchvar said today that it is possible they could know the election results from that battleground as soon as today. With about 500,000 votes to go, President Trump has about a 90,000 vote lead over Joe Biden in Pennsylvania. The balance of power in the U.S. Senate also in limbo. We may not know for weeks which party will call the shots next year.
We've got a cliffhanger here when it comes to control of the Senate, and it could last for months.
Nancy Cordes on Capitol Hill says right now Republicans have a one-seat advantage in the Senate with 5 races still undecided. More insights and analysis today on why, for a second straight presidential election, why were the polls so terribly wrong?
Look, they did it in 2016. You would think they learned their lesson. They did it again.
Media critic Joe Concha.
Why does this happen? Is it to create an illusion that perhaps that Joe Biden had this huge lead and why bother going out? It's almost like a psychological suppression of votes in these situations to say, okay, look, you know, Joe Biden's up 17 in Wisconsin. You know, why even bother, yeah, right?
Concha thinks that polling data being used today has become a political weapon of sorts to suppress the vote. For the first time in U.S. history, the daily COVID-19 infection rate has gone above 100,000. 100,000 new cases in a single day. Hospitals throughout the Midwest simply overwhelmed.
This is a revolving door. It doesn't stop. The bed is empty and then it gets filled.
Nearly 20 states seeing record COVID hospitalizations.
With COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations surging, several hospitals in the St. Louis area are delaying or rescheduling elective procedures that require inpatient or overnight beds. In the border city of El Paso, Texas, the local local health director says hospitals are near the breaking point as COVID-19 hospitalizations rise sharply.
Correspondent Jim Krasula. The Federal Reserve today left interest rates unchanged. The near 0% benchmark will help deal with the economic impact of this pandemic. Fed head Jerome Powell said today the economy is continuing to recover, but growth, he says, remains below pre-pandemic levels. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report for Thursday, SUNY deadline, Regents canceled, and toys making noise in Rochester.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your family life weather forecast. The call for tonight, some evening cloudiness, but turning out partly cloudy to clear overnight. Low temperatures, mid-40s to the mid-50s. Tomorrow and Saturday, lovely. Plenty of sunshine and continued warmer than normal. The high temperature both days, 65 to 70.
All right, Kevin Williams, thank you very much. Checking the stories making news where you live across New York and Pennsylvania today. The Pennsylvania Health Secretary just announced today the largest daily COVID infection rate since the pandemic started back in March. 2,900 new cases today, and that is a record. SUNY schools must submit their plan to test every student for COVID to the SUNY chancellor. The deadline is today. Now, last month, Chancellor Jim Malotras told the 64 universities, I should say, in the SUNY system that they must have a plan to test all 140,000 students. Students who test positive for COVID will not be allowed to go home for Thanksgiving break. The January Regents exams have been canceled in New York due to the pandemic. No decision's been made yet regarding the June and August exams. The State Education Department says it will modify assessment requirements that students must meet in order to graduate in New York. And as the vote count continues in Pennsylvania, good government groups say changes need to be made to restore public confidence in future elections.
The problem with mail-in voting is it just, number one, takes so long to count. Number two, it just raises questions about the custody of the ballots, how they're returned. It's going to be a long road back after what's happened in Pennsylvania here in 2020.
Michael Gear is with the Pennsylvania Family Institute. This year was the first presidential election where a majority of ballots were cast before Election Day. Well, Election Day is 2 days in the rear view mirror, but two congressional races in central New York have yet to be called.
In the 22nd congressional district, incumbent Democrat Anthony Brindisi says he's not giving up in his bid for a second term. Right now, he's behind 55-43% to Republican Claudia Tenney, who he beat 2 years ago to earn his current position. Thousands of absentee ballots have yet to be counted in that race. And in the 24th district, Republican Congressman John Katko is confident he's held off a challenge from Democrat Dana Balter, yet she's not conceded defeat. Katko has over 58% of the vote compared to Balter's 38%, but there are over 71,000 absentee ballots that remain unaccounted for. Brandon Dixon, Family Life News.
Thank you, Brandon. It looks like New York Democrats have failed to muster enough votes to achieve a supermajority status in the state Senate.
Those dreams have been dashed. They've been destroyed. And we, as a Republican Party in the Senate, you know, certainly live to have stronger days ahead.
That's State GOP Chairman Nick Langworthy. Now, the Democrats needed only two more seats in the Senate to get to that supermajority status, which would have given them veto power over the governor. Republican Minority Leader Rob Ort says, come January,
we will be coming back with significantly more members than we had last year, and more members than certainly a lot of folks across the state thought we would have.
Democratic State Senator Neil Breslin.
I think the Republicans exhibited a tremendous amount of strength this time, and the Democrats have to work harder to not only represent the interests of New York City, but represent in a very positive way everyone.
Breslin says his party needs to move more to the middle on issues like bail reform. Democrats are still the majority in the New York State Senate, just not the supermajority. The postmortem on this year's presidential election continues now 2 days after the vote. Political pundit Jason McGuire says the news networks are doing a disservice by calling races so early on election night.
I was one watching the news as it was unfolding,
and just troubled by how quickly some of those states were called, while others, just they were dragging the feet on. Florida in particular was called very late, while Arizona was called very early.
Arizona was called early by Fox News, but not all the networks. McGuire says when states are called on the East Coast, while there's voting still going on the West Coast, it acts as a form of voter suppression. The Salvation Army says COVID-19 is going to hurt what they can do to help those in need this holiday season. Lieutenant Wayne Benedict says the Red Kettle campaign will take a big hit.
Volunteers have gone down because of some fear of COVID. Our actual bell ringers have gone down, and our actual income is projected to be down almost half of what we usually gain for the kettles.
Benedict says the drop in support comes at a time when folks need the Salvation Army more than ever. Time next for your nightly market report. It is brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks jumping today to build on the week's major rally as traders continue to wait on the outcome of the presidential election, with several states' results still undecided. The Dow today up 542 points, the NASDAQ gaining 300, and the S&P 500 advanced 66. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
So if you get sick of watching the election update tonight, you can always switch it over to football, Sonny. Got a good game, don't we?
Yes, we do. So Thursday Night Football got the Packers their third road game in just 4 weeks as they face the injury-plagued Niners. It should be interesting, though. The Niners had to close their facility. Four players on COVID-19, along with multiple injuries, and their head coach, Kyle Shanahan, says, we have to play.
Yeah, when you lose guys that you depend on and guys that you want out there, there's a little depressing feeling to it for everybody right when you hear it, but I mean, you got to go play. And then our guys, the way our guys are made, you get excited for the challenge.
More football news. The Eagles, the latest team to have a player test positive for COVID-19, and COVID all over college football. Saturday season opener between California and Washington canceled due to COVID-19. The Golden Bears don't have enough healthy players. Saturday's game between Navy and Tulsa also postponed. This is the fourth Tulsa game affected by COVID-19 this season, and Air Force Academy officially canceling Saturday's game against Army. Wow. Yeah. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Dolphy.
You know what, Sonny? I admit it. I switched things up. I was supposed to do this before that. Here we go. My bad.
Here's Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute.
There's a reason most of us don't wake up with $1 million when we went to bed with the change in our pockets. And it's the same reason a lot of lottery winners lose their fortunes in a very short amount of time. We don't do well managing the big things when we haven't learned to manage the small things. Luke 16:10 says, "He who is faithful in a very little thing is faithful also in much. And he who is unrighteous in a very little thing is unrighteous also in much." So if you don't have much money, learn to manage what you do have. Begin saving, even if it's only a dime or a dollar a day. If you're in debt, stop whatever got you there and work your way out. If you need help, go to repaydebt.org. Wherever you are, start small so you can move up to big.
Hey, need some help getting started with this? Well, connect with a MoneyWise coach at our website, which is moneywise.org, moneywise.org.
Coming up, toys that made some noise in Rochester today. But first this.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Well, the uncommonly warm and serene November weather pattern is going to continue. We will be bathed in balmy breezes right into early next week. Fair skies and above normal temperatures, the result. Do you want winter weather? Well, it's out west. Big snowstorm heading to the Northern Rockies this weekend, but no winter weather due here anytime soon. The call for tonight, some evening cloudiness, but turning out partly cloudy to clear overnight. Low temperatures, mid-40s to the mid-50s. Tomorrow and Saturday, lovely. Plenty of sunshine and continued warmer than normal. The high temperature both days, 65 to 70.
All right, Kevin, thank you for that. And finally, five, the winners are Jenga, Baby Nancy, which I had to find out was a baby doll, and Chalk. Yes, sidewalk chalk. Those are your winners, and those are the toys that were inducted into the National Toy Hall of Fame in Rochester today. They were among 12 finalists. Other finalists were Bingo, Light Bright, Yahtzee, My Little Pony. Sorry, they'll have to wait till next year. These three winners today joined 70 others at the prestigious Toy Hall of Fame. When the kids were little, Sonny, I used to take them all the time. They absolutely loved playing in the Wegmans store and getting to do all the grocery shopping. Just a wonderful place. If you got young kids, take them up. The Toy Hall of Fame, Strong Museum of Play. Now, in order to be selected, toys have to be widely recognized, respected, remembered. They must foster learning and have an appeal that spans generations. And Jenga, Baby Nancy, and Chalk.
And the thing about Baby Nancy, an African-American doll.
Yes,
the first mass-produced African-American
doll.
So
a little history made today.
Yes, sir. In the Rock.